From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Elizabeth Carhurst, the mayor of the city of Fairburn. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me today.
And thank you so much for inviting me.
So obviously, we're going to be looking at in season four in today's discussion about this new economy that's been created due to the pandemic, new business norms, new operations, this new world that we're in because of all the effects of the pandemic. But before we go to that discussion, can you tell us on a personal note, what are some new personal norms that may have started because of the pandemic that you know you're going to carry with you into this post-pandemic landscape?
Just traveling. I'm going to be very particular about where I go. I'm going to be very particular about where I eat. I'm going to be very particular about the people that I just hang around.
Sure.
That's really serious for me because we have so many people who have not taken the vaccine.
Yes.
And who will not take it. I have a grandson who I had to just about threaten to take it, and he's 23. I have a niece who will not take it. I have an executive assistant who refuses to take it.
Right.
So, you know, just my circle of people that I hang around, I really need to know their medical history when it comes to the vaccine, because that's really important.
Prudent indeed.
Yes.
The city of Fairburn has long been a bedroom community, but has seen some steady growth and trajectory over the past number of years. In the current economic landscape, how best can the city continue to reinvest in its facilities and its services to maintain the growth trajectory, however, still maintaining the quality of life that your residents are familiar with?
Well, one thing that's really important, and I think it's important to all cities, not just the city of Fairburn, is our infrastructure. Fairburn is an older city, like many other cities. And so we have failing infrastructure in our cities. When we're bringing in new businesses into our cities, a lot of times we have to go in before they get in and just rebuild the infrastructure for these areas that they're coming. We have allocated here in the city of Fairburn with our next T-Splash allocation that will begin in 2022, roughly $17 million over the next 5 years. That will go to tier one and three for our T-Splash projects. So infrastructure broadband is really important, and it's going to really help us to sustain some growth here in the city in the coming years.
From 2019 to 2020, increased corporate interest in the region resulted in warehousing growing about 200% in the city of Fairburn. Moving forward, what is your vision for the future of the business community, and what will that look like for the city over the next 4 to 5 years?
Well, you say 200%. I think that's relative a little high for me as a projection. I would conservatively say that maybe we've increased about 120, 130% in warehousing.
Hmm.
But all of our warehousing is in designated areas. We're not like some other cities, warehouses is in some of their main corridors. We don't have it here in Fairburn. Fairburn's business community continues to grow, and we continue to grow at a steady pace. So the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to see a lot of growth here in Fairburn. My focus hasn't changed. I believe in order for us to continue to move our city forward and beyond together, because that is my slogan. We really want and we need high-end grocery stores. We need some retail shops, and along with coffee shops and sandwich shops here in the city. We've just put in 2 new restaurants downtown. Mm-hmm. So that has helped our economy in the downtown area a lot.
Across the Atlanta region, housing prices continue to rise in accordance to the upward mobility of the local economy. With that in mind, what are some of the steps that the city of Fairburn has taken from both a budgetary as well as planning standpoint to maintain housing affordability within the city?
Wow. The city of Fairburn now has 3 new subdivisions being built, and they're being built as we speak. These 3 new subdivisions total roughly 500 homes and townhomes. We've maintained our millage rate of 8.1 consistently over the past 10 years. And our millage rate for 2022 will still remain at 8.1. This allows homeowners to maintain and retain their homes. A lot of people get homes and they just can't maintain them. We have an area in the city that we have focused on with Habitat for Humanity. They've built in the last 2 to 3 years, roughly about 6 new houses in our city. And these are homes that are built with today's standards, and they're certainly built with the City of Fairburn's ordinances in mind.
And now that we find ourselves in this new economy, what's next for the City of Fairburn?
Oh, wow. God, I have so many ideas for the City of Fairburn. With a $5.7 million streetscape that's in our downtown Fairburn area now, it will be completed about October the 31st. We are looking for a walkable and a very vibrant downtown in our city. I'm hoping that we're going to be able to extend our business community from the 74 corridor down past the 85 interchange and just bring in businesses that we feel complement our cities and we feel would be a good fit. Fairburn is a lovely bedroom community, and it's a place where I think you could come and enjoy living here. And so we have great ideas for Fairburn, not only myself, but the city council here in the city.
Well, thank you again. That's Elizabeth Carhurst, the mayor of the City of Fairburn. My name is Abby Maloney. Elizabeth, thank you again. You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Maloney. Thank you for tuning in.